Everything is turning pink these days. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 20th day of July. Thanks for being here, everybody. Hey, if you're keeping track, the mortgage rate just dropped. The Washington Commanders football team just sold. We'll tell you about that. AMC was going to charge you more for good theater seats. Key word there was. More hope on the horizon for U.S. workers, so they say. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Netflix found gold when the company clamped down on password sharing. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some of your time with us here today. By the way, you want to find us on Twitter? That's at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Go into any store that features young ladies' clothing and you're going to see rack and racks of pink. Or how about pink sauce on that Burger King burger? What about making sure your pet has sweaters and beds with Barbie motifs? Now that's too lowbrow for you. Perhaps you'd be interested in hot pink Barbie monogrammed knit leggings by luxury designer Ballium, selling at Neiman Marcus for a cool $2,100. Welcome to the wonderful and weird world of Barbie movie marketing. Ahead of the Barbie movie release, parent company Mattel has created a product marketing blitz with more than 100 brands plastering pink everywhere. The Associated Press is reporting there are pink benches at bus stops and pink clothing displayed in store windows. Microsoft's Xbox has come up with a Barbie console series, and HGTV is hosting a four-part Barbie Dreamhouse Challenge. Bloomingdale's launched a Barbie Dreamhouse pop-up shop featuring Barbie-themed merchandise at its Manhattan flagship store and at its Century City, Los Angeles locations. And then there are all the unofficial collaborators trying to grab a piece of the Barbie craze. Restaurants across the country are offering special pink cocktails, while interior decorators are showing options like vibrant pink backsplashes to Barbie-fy your kitchen. Some experts say all the marketing beyond the movie is only good for the 64-year-old brand, helping to attract multi-generations of fans. And yes, it is everywhere. Now, about that movie. Well, we're keeping track of the 30-year fixed mortgage rate for you, and by the way, it's dropped. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said the average rate on the benchmark 30-year loan fell to 6.78% from 6.96% last week. A year ago, the rate averaged 5.54%. But just to keep things in perspective, back in October of 1981, the 30-year fixed rate was 18.45%. It's a big deal and the biggest in NFL history. NFL owners unanimously approved the sale of the Washington Commanders from Don Snyder to a group led by Josh Harris that includes Magic Johnson for a record price of just over $6 billion. All 32 team owners voted for the sale, which is the highest price paid for a North American professional sports team ever. After the Finance Committee approved the agreement with the new ownership group, Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment, a special league meeting was called to consider the vote on it before the 2023 season begins. Snyder had owned his favorite boyhood team since 1999, when he bought it for $800 million. Success, however, was fleeting both on and off the field. With Snyder in charge, The team made the playoffs just 6 times in 24 years and only twice won a postseason game. The franchise had lost a significant amount of luster from the glory days under coach Joe Gibbs, who won 3 Super Bowls in his 12-year run from 1981 to 1992. The AP is reporting that President Joe Biden has paid a visit to Philadelphia's shipyard to make a pitch that unions will be building America's renewable energy future. He's courting organized labor at a moment when some major unions are weighing strikes that could disrupt the growth that he wants to campaign on in 2024. The president toured the shipyard where there was a steel cutting ceremony for a vessel needed to build offshore wind farms. Biden ticked through the various union jobs being created by the project. Biden then said his friends in organized labor know that when I think climate, I think jobs, said the president. Wall Street ended the day mixed, very mixed as a matter of fact, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Theater chain AMC is giving up their plan to charge moviegoers more if they want to sit in some prime viewing seats. Bloomberg is reporting that during a test phase, moviegoers showed little interest in the tiered pricing experiment. The test didn't deliver the hoped-for results. Some people shied away from the more expensive seats, and the company saw little or no interest in purchases of lower-priced tickets for the front row. The trial suggested that, unlike concert tickets or sporting events, movie fans aren't willing to pay up for the best view or to take less desirable seats for less money. And then, of course, AMC decided to try this test during a time of increased inflation. You know, we could have told you the outcome even before the test was completed. U.S. workers are feeling pretty positive about the future. According to a LinkedIn survey of its members, worker confidence in their ability to get or hold a job ticked up to its highest level since late March. Sentiment had slumped since the beginning of the year as mass layoffs rippled through many industries, but now, as recession talks start to disappear, worker confidence has ticked up. Wall Street ended the day wildly mixed. The Dow gained 163 points in yet another strong rally that's lasted for days, and it's the longest winning streak in nearly 6 years. However, the NASDAQ fell by a whopping 294 points to end the session at 14,063, and the S&P 500 fell by 30 points to close at 4534. So what drove the markets? Technology stocks were lagging following earnings from Netflix, which showed the revenue fell short. Shares of Netflix fell by 8.4%. Tesla shares fell 9.7% after the electric vehicle maker beat Wall Street expectations for its second quarter, but not in the blowout fashion that some market observers were expecting. And Elon Musk is considering another price cut, which has investors feeling shaky. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the gold mine that Netflix found when it put the bite on password sharing. Now, true, Netflix stock did go down today, but Netflix added 5.9 million new paid subscribers in the second quarter, suggesting that password sharing crackdown is helping it pick up some new customers. The addition of paid users beat Wall Street estimates of 2.1 million, but its $8.2 billion in revenue was still lower than the company had forecast, and that is what sent its shares down about 9%. Netflix results are seen as a bellwether for the entertainment industry, and the company says it should be able to withstand the writers and actors strike due to the number of programs already to be released and in the can. That's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.